One of the officials said. Another official called the reports of threats against Trump's life Israeli derived, not U.S. generated, and viewed as low confidence. I wanted to talk to you about this because, in part, I mean, we're both quite familiar with the vernacular of government. What do you make of that reporting and kind of what it means about this threat as far as you can suss out?
Well, it does seem to be consistent with the view of the CIA with respect to Israeli intelligence of late. You might remember there was reporting that Mr. Ratcliffe was not convinced that the Israeli intelligence was correct, that you could decapitate the Iranian regime with a strike on Khamenei and cause regime change. And he kind of called it BS there in the Situation Room. So this is, I think, of a piece of his natural skepticism and the skepticism of the professional intelligence analysts at the CIA. Obviously, you and I haven't seen that, so we're in no position to judge it. But again, I don't begrudge the Secret Service for being overly cautious and not being willing to take a risk, even if there wasn't unanimity about the veracity of the intelligence.
It's true. What's also true is a president and his close advisors can go back to the Secret Service and say, I understand the threat, but I need a different plan. That's what President Clinton did. That's clearly not what happened here. Let's talk about where we are in this war. I just mentioned this, but Donald Trump said today that the USA has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. Now, we know that is not the case exactly. We know that traffic is not moving as it should be moving. And that's why, of course, gas prices are continuing to be as high as they are. But walk us through what is actually happening there, given how familiar you are with what happens with the Navy and what is happening on the ground.
So the blockade has been effective.